Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Organizing from the Inside Out, Second Edition, The Foolproof System for Organizing Your Home, Your Office, and Your Life, by Julie Morgenstern is a comprehensive guide aimed at helping individuals gain control over their physical and mental clutter to improve their overall quality of life. Julie Morgenstern, an organizing and time management expert, lays down a simple and adaptable framework that can be applied to any area of one's life, whether it be a cluttered desk, a disorganized home, or an overwhelming schedule. The book is tailored to cater to those who have struggled with organization by providing practical, step-by-step strategies rather than a one-size-fits-all solution. Morgenstern uses relatable anecdotes and a conversational tone to connect with her readers, positioning her advice within the realm of achievable. The second edition of the book includes new information for the digital age, addressing challenges that weren't as prevalent when the first edition was published, such as digital clutter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding your unique organizational style. One of the foundational concepts Morgenstern introduces is the idea that everyone has a unique organizational style. Recognizing and embracing this personal style is crucial to developing an effective organizing system. Morgenstern emphasizes that a method that works for one person may not work for another, which is often where standard organizing advice falls short. She guides readers through the process of identifying their organizational preferences, be it visual or auditory, detailed or big picture, and then offers tailored strategies to exploit these preferences. For example, a visually oriented person might benefit from open shelving where they can see everything, while someone else might prefer items out of sight. By acknowledging and working within one's inherent tendencies, organizing becomes less of a battle against one's nature and more of an extension of it. Secondly, the space formula. The cornerstone of Morgenstern's organizing method is the space formula, which stands for sort, purge, assign a home, containerize, and equalize. She walks the reader through each step in detail, providing actionable advice on how to effectively declutter and organize any space. Sort involves categorizing items based on similarity or function. Purge encourages a critical assessment of what is necessary, urging the reader to let go of the unnecessary. Assign a home specifies that every item should have a designated place, which helps in maintaining organization. Containerize refers to the use of organizational tools and systems to keep items in their assigned places. Lastly, equalize suggests a routine check-in with your organizational system to adapt and maintain over time. This step-by-step approach demystifies the organizing process, making it accessible to everyone. Thirdly, time management principles, beyond physical clutter. Morgenstern addresses the clutter in one's schedule with effective time management strategies. She stresses the importance of distinguishing between tasks that are urgent and those that are important, advocating for a balance that prioritizes tasks leading to long-term goals over temporary emergencies. Tools such as time mapping and the creation of personal time budgets are suggested as methods to gain control over how time is spent. Morgenstern also introduces the concept of batching similar tasks together to improve efficiency and reduce the mental load of constant switching between tasks. These principles are designed to help readers reclaim their time, enabling them to focus on what truly matters in their lives. Fourthly, conquering digital clutter. In recognizing the evolving nature of clutter, Morgenstern devotes attention to combating digital clutter in the second edition of her book. Email inboxes, digital files, and social media can overwhelm and distract, detracting from productivity and peace of mind. She provides concrete strategies for digital decluttering, such as establishing email processing habits, organizing digital files with clear naming schemes, and setting boundaries on social media usage. The techniques aim to create a digital environment that supports, rather than hinders, personal organization and efficiency. By acknowledging digital clutter as a substantial part of modern life, Morgenstern extends her organizing philosophy into the virtual realm, ensuring its relevance in today's technology-driven world. Lastly, maintaining organized living. The final, and arguably most crucial topic that Morgenstern covers, is the maintenance of organization. Achieving an organized home, office, or schedule is only half the battle. The ongoing effort to maintain this state is where many struggle. Morgenstern offers realistic, sustainable practices for keeping up with organizing systems, emphasizing the importance of making organization a habit. She suggests scheduling regular decluttering sessions, creating daily routines that include time for organizing, and adapting systems as life changes. This focus on maintenance is what makes her system foolproof. It is designed not just for a one-time overhaul, but for creating a lifestyle of organization. Morgenstern's emphasis on achievable, sustained organizing habits speaks to her understanding that organization is an ongoing process, not a one-time effort. In conclusion, Organizing from the Inside Out, Second Edition, by Julie Morgenstern, is an essential read for anyone looking to improve their organizational skills, whether they are struggling with clutter in their home, seeking efficiency in their office, or aspiring for a more balanced life. Morgenstern's approach is deeply human, acknowledging the unique differences in how individuals process and organize their world. Her practical step-by-step strategies are grounded in understanding and adapting to these differences, making her advice universally applicable. Moreover, by extending her organizing principles to address digital clutter, Morgenstern ensures the relevance of her system in managing contemporary challenges. This book is particularly beneficial for those feeling overwhelmed by their possessions or their to-do lists, as it offers a clear, adaptable path to not just a more organized space, but a more focused and fulfilling life. The foundational principle that organization should improve, not complicate, one's life, makes this book a valuable resource for achieving lasting change. If you would like to support Julie Morgenstern, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.